Okay, Bruchim Abayim to the 12th in a continuing series of Shiurim on the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, the 13 principles of faith. And at the end of last week's Shiur, I gave a little introduction to what's called the Yisoid Hashmini, which is the 8th principle, which the Rambam speaks of, called Terah Min HaShamayim, namely that the Terah is divine, Terah from heaven. I'm going to read through the Yisoid HaShmini, and we're going to actually focus on several of the important nekudas, points that the Rambam brings. The Yisoid HaShmini is crucial, of course. Now, this is a crucial principle, a central principle in Judaism, but in addition to that, it's very important to understand the Rambam's understanding and where it fits into the Rambam's shita in the divinity, both of the Torah Shebichtav and the Torah Shebi'al-Peh. Okay, Yisoid HaShmini, Hu Terah Min HaShamayim, that means Terah from heaven. For who? And it is, no, the principle is, I'm reading once again from the Shilat edition, Daf Kuf Mem Dalet, of the Hakdama of the Rambam, Hakdama of the Rambam, to Parachelek, the Parash of Mishnayos. For who? And it is, Lahamin, Shekola Terah Zois, HaMesuya Dino HaYem HaZeh, the entire Terah, which we have today, this is the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. For she kula mipiak vura, and all this Torah is mipiak vura, means from Kodesh Baruch. Ritzoni loyma, that is to say, she gear ilav kula mires Hashem. The entire Torah came from Kodesh Baruch. Vargoa shetikar al derech hashala dibor. Now it's called dibor. Now the Rambam says al derech hashala because, as we know, Kodesh Baruch doesn't speak in the same sense that any other person speaks. Hashala means we're using a term, an anthropomorphic term, right? For the just because there is no other term to speak about communication, but the term is used derech hashala. In other words, it's borrowed from a anthropomorphic term, from a term that's used in ordinary language to describe the revelation of Torah from Kodesh Baruch. Of course, the only one who, in fact, actually apprehended this, right, is, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is the only person who knows how actually this, what's called Dibor, came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the only one who actually heard the Torah himself. Now, says the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu is b'madrega sofer, which means he has the he's a scribe. Shekolim loy, that we read to him, v'koisev kula, and Moshe Rabbeinu writes. He's a scribe. We dictate, we read to him. We say to him, and he writes it. Now, what did he write? So speaking about the entirety of the Torah, divrei yomer, right? Any history that appears in the Torah, Sipurei, the stories of the Torah, u'mitzvaseh, and the mitzvah of the Torah. In other words, all three parts of the Torah, either accounts, the Torah gives accounts of things that happened in history, Sipurei, and the other stories of the Torah, and the mitzvahs of the Torah, all of this was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, b'piyak vura, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and all these sections is none other than a cipher, a scribe. The Kach Nikra, the Moshe Rabbeinu is called, the Rambam, in fact, quotes the word used in the Chumash, b'chokek, meaning a scribe. Now, the Rambam says that the entire Torah was written equally, in the same manner. The Ein Hevdel Bein, there's no difference between the Pesukim of V'nei Cham Kush Mitzrayim Ufut Kanan, V'shem Ishta Meitavel Bas Matre. In other words, there's no difference between Pesukim, which appear to give details which ostensibly are not so significant, or between Anoichi Hashem Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In other words, there's no difference between what appears to be sort of like insignificant parts of the Torah, of the Chumash, and those parts of the Torah which appear to be central, like Anoichi, right? Hakol Mipiak Vura. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakol Teretz Hashem Tamima, right? Tahoira Kedosha Emes. In other words, everything is equal in stature, right? Everything is equal in holiness, in truth, etc. Okay. And in addition to that, the Rambam goes on, and says that whoever believes that the Torah, and quotes the Sanhedrin, whoever believes that the Torah is all b'pi hakavura, chusli pasuk echad, the person says even one pasuk was not said directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, was not said by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu ela Moshe b'atzma, the person will claim that even one pasuk was said by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, and not, and he didn't get it from Kodesh Baruch Hu, wasn't did not dictated to him, right? And this the pasuk says, Devar Hashem boza, he's degraded the word of God. Is Allah Hashem imam ha'koifah. Ela kol mila mimena, every word the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and of course yesh b'chachmas ufloim l'mishe vino Hashem. And of course there are tremendous wisdom and depth, right, on every word. V'lotusak tachlos l'chmasma, of course no person could possibly apprehend the entirety of its wisdom. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk, aruke me'eretz mido u'chol min hayom, it's longer than the land and wider than the sea. Okay, now. And therefore, in the Adam and Lahalat Bigfis Dub Mashiach, like Yaakov, Ashay's Palal, Gal, and Naiva, Benifras, Bayasach. In other words, so the Rambam has said a lot of things. We're going to go, Mitzvah, go into this in a lot of detail. But this is actually what I'm not going to actually speak about right now. We're going to get to the Torah of Sav. But the Rambam, the Chiddush, would be the Chiddush of the Rambam, the novel feature of the Rambam's Iker, is that not only is the Chumash all Mipi HaGvura from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, that is something that should not surprise anyone, but the important point here is that the Rambam says that the Tegash Be'al Peh is also Min HaShamayim. And this is the final part of the Rambam speaks about, Uchmo Chayim Perush HaMakuba. That is, the Perush HaMakuba, the accepted interpretation, we'll speak what this term actually means. Who gam kim mipi hagvura? This is also mipi hagvura. V'ze asher nase hayei mitei hasukah, right? Today, the sukkah that we make, halulav, shayfat, tzitzis, tefillin, zulasam, all these things that we have today, who be'eni atah she'om asher l'meshev o'om alamu, this is the same sukkah. This sukkah and lulav looks the same thing as that we said to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu has told us, for telling us the exact description of all these mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, commanded him, Nembam Mitzirasa, we can rely upon Moshe Rabbeinu that he has conveyed us faithfully all the details. And then, V'amama Hamera Alzeh Yisrael Hashmini, right? How do we know that, in fact, actually, all of these things, what is the source in the Torah which tells us this Ikra, this principle? Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, I didn't make this up, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, has sent me as a messenger to impart to you his mitzvah, to impart you the Torah. Now, the Chumash, actually, like I said before, that's something that should be understood, that Chumash is Min HaShamayim. But what does the Rambam mean? And that seems to be clear, that every word is equal in stature. I think everybody would agree upon that. We will speak about it, of course, what the Rambam means in detail. But the second part of the Seder Shmini, like I said before, that here is what is really requires a certain amount of analysis. Because the Rambam says, Kamo ken perush ha-makuba. The perush ha-makuba, I'm going to translate it to be is the accepted interpretation. Ugam can be pierced with water. It's also from a Kodesh Baruch. Okay? And the Rambam, in fact, actually says this not only in Yisrael Hashmini, but he actually says this in the beginning of the Yad, in the Avdama to the Yad. The Avdama to the Yad, the Rambam begins, his first introduction to the Yad HaChazakah, just that we know that the Rambam is consistent. The Rambam says, "Kol haMitzvah shenitnu l'Moshe b'Sinai b'Perusha nitnu." All mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai were given together with their interpretation, Perusha. Shenema, says the Rambam, "Ve'ed l'chas haluchas ha'ever ter mitzvah avam mitzvah." Right? I will give you haluchas ha'ever ter avam mitzvah. So, the drasha that the Rambam is recording, what does it say? Ha'ter avam mitzvah. Why two things? So, the Rambam says, this is a drash of Chazal, a condensed version, Torah zu Torah shabasat, mitzvah zu peusha. In other words, sivanu. So therefore, we see clearly in the pasuk that because both came to Moshe Rabbeinu, not only the Torah shabasat, but the Torah shabayal peh, which is called the sivanu lozat Torah al peh mitzvah. So the intention of the pasuk tells us, hatayav mitzvah, we're supposed to do the Torah. We're commanded the Torah, which is the Torah shabasat, based upon the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah is the Peirush HaTorah, the commentary, the meaning, the interpretation of the Torah, U'mitzvah zu yenigrish Torah shebi'al peh. And this mitzvah is called Torah shebi'al peh. So once again, the Rambam clearly is being consistent that not only is the Torah shebi'al given at Sinai, but also is the Torah shebi'al peh. The question that we have to raise is what the Rambam, in fact, speaks about what's called Perush HaMakubal. Now, what does Perush HaMakubal mean? And the Rambam gives examples, Sukkah, Lulav, Shefa, Tzitzis, Tfilim, Zulasa. But why does the Rambam give these specific examples of Perush HaMakubal? So, for this, we're going to turn now to the Hagdama of the Rambam to his entire Perush HaMishnah. In other words, that is to say, that the Hagdama that we've been learning in the Yudkei B'Likrim is the Hagdama to Perush Mishnayos and Perach Chelek, the last Perach Sanhedrin. However, the Rambam wrote a general introduction to his Perush HaMishnah, right, which is also in the has a Shilat edition. And there, the Rambam there defines what's called Perushim HaMakubalim. Okay, now, says the Rambam like this. Says the Rambam. The Rambam says that he wants to speak about an Ikar Gadol, an important concept, a central concept. This is in Daf Lamed Ches in the Shilat edition. For who? Sheish Loim Loima. Okay. In Perushi HaTorah, Kamo Shasan Golem Moshe. If the Perushim of the Torah, as we've explained, are come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kamo Shamanu, right, like we explained, Kol HaTorah, Nehmu Kolosov, Vaseh Adusa Misinai, right, the Chazal say, this is a, right, that Kol HaTorah, the Kolom and the Pratim, Dukkeim, come from Sinai. Mahin Oisim Halach Zichidah Sheyemu, Sheyemu, right, Bahem Halach Lomash Misinai. The Rambam is a question. The Rambam says that the Gemara, we see many times the Gemara calls specific halachas halachas mesh b'sina. So says the Rambam, if the Perush HaTorah, which is Makubal to Moshe Rabbeinu, is b'sina, so what does the Gemara say specific things halachas mesh b'sina? So says the Rambam, v'zeh ikar roi shetamin olam, v'hu sheperushim makubalim Moshe, perushim that are makubal from Moshe Rabbeinu. I say accepted commentaries, but these are commentaries that we have as tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu, ain machlekes ben b'shum panim. There cannot be any. There is no machlekes. The fish may oilam loy matzano machlos daflo ben chachamim. We have never found any dispute among chachamim from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rav Ashi. She Omar, who said that mi shesime ain adam tisami eino. We've never seen someone who suggests to say that if you blind a person's eye, you should blind him back. And ain ba'ayin. And then we said, "V'lo matzanu gam ken machloikis v'ra'am Hashem pri eitz hada," that someone said, right, that it shouldn't be an esrog. Everybody agrees, pri eitz hada refers to an esrog. And no one ever said eitz always is not a hadas. And no one, right? And it goes on and on and on. Right? Okay, so now, so therefore we see that there are certain mitzvahs that no one ever argued on. In other words, why in fact do we see no machlokas on any of these things? This is because these are perushim that we have as a tradition of Moshe Rabbeinu. And on that, Chazal say, okay? That's what it said. So the Rambam speaks about creates other, etc., etc., right? We haven't seen anyone take the et right. There's no machlokes on esrog and lulav. And he goes on and on and on. Okay? One second. Let me just finish. Okay? So, the Rambam then goes on, right, and explains that in all these things, we've never seen anyone interpret, let's say, the pasuk of Pri Eitz Hadar to mean anything other than the abominim that we have. Yeah. Question.
And the Rambam says then that Torah Shabbat Peh is
We're going to speak about this. I'm starting step by step, okay, before we jump to other things, okay? So this is what's called Perusha Mekubalim Mimesha. The Rambam says these are things that we've never seen anyone argue on in the history of Judaism. Okay? Okay. So, in other words, says the Rambam, right? Right? But nonetheless, no one says that Pri Eitz Hadar, which is an Ezra, is Alach HaMesh Misina. Even though, for sure, the perush comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. So, the Rambam says, what's called Halacha Misha Mesinai is something, right, that doesn't come from a pasuk. Right? Okay? In other words, Kol Inyan She'ein L'Hora B'Kasuk, something which is not a pasuk, that is not based on a pasuk, an interpretation of a pasuk. Right? And you can't derive from a pasuk. On this it says Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So in other words, we have Perushim U'Kubalim, which certainly come from Sinai. But since they are Perushim of Pesukim, they are interpretations of verses. They come from the verses. So the Gemara is not saying explicitly Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. For sure they're from Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. That's called Perushim U'Kubalim. And so why it's called Perushim U'Kubalim? Because in fact, they are interpretations of Pesukim. But those halachas, and the Rambam actually goes and lists halachas which have no basis in the Torah Shebichtav, they're not interpretations of Pesukim, they don't come from Pesukim. So this, the Rambam says, the Gemara says to this specifically as halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Okay, now, however, the question is, what about halachas that are derived through drashas of Pesukim, through interpretation of Pesukim, in which we see machlekas. What are these? So, the Rambam goes on and he lists three categories. He lists four categories, but we'll speak about the three main categories. And this is on Daf Mem, page Mem in the Shilat edition. Hachelek HaRishon, says the Rambam, the first category of laws are Perushim Ukubalim Mimosha, laws that we've received the traditional Moshe Rabbeinu, Shiyesh Lam Hayra B'Kasuv, that in fact actually come from Pesukim, from verses, or Efshal Tzim Hekish, one can derive them from a verse. There was never any Machlokes dispute over these laws, right? When a person says Kibalti kach v'kach, this is, I have a tradition on these things, Mistalach v'kuach, there's no argument on it. Okay, that's the first division, and the Rambam has listed for examples of this, the Abaminim, for example, the four species that we take on Sukkos, the Esrog, Lulav, Hadassah, and Aravos. Okay, now, the second group of laws, says the Rambam, Chelek Hasheni, Hem Adinim Hashenem Vavahem Shem Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Things that the Gemara explicitly says Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Ve'ein Raya Aleim K'Moshe Zachanu. And these are laws, inevitably, laws which they're not coming from a verse, they're not interpretations of a verse. And says the Rambam, on these, there's no Machlokes. That's the second category. Now, what about the third category? There's a third category. Because after all, I mean, what comes next is, what about those halachas that we see? There is a machlokas, even though they are drashas, you know, from Pesukim, they're derived from Pesukim. So, afeilech hashlishi, the third category, says the Rambam, okay? Heim hadinim hamutzoyim bedakei hekesh. These are laws that are learned through logic. Hekesh means logic, but they're laws that are learned through the let's say the Yud Gimel Midas, the 13 ways of interpreting scripture. In other words, the laws that are learned, these are laws that are learned from Pesukim using logical hermeneutical rules. Says the Rambam, the Tibul Ben Machlekes, Kamos Chando, and these are halakhas that we find this Machlekes, and the Rambam says that why these are in fact actually Yam Machlekes, and why is your Machlekes? Because, you know, Ha'inin Shokel Mitzana Iyon, otherwise it's possible to learn things in different ways. Okay? Says the Rambam, why do you get machlokes? Because there's no tradition. Yiblo machlokes vekuach, there will be disputes. Mimashlo nishma by Kabbalah. On something where there isn't a tradition, there's going to be dispute. And the Rambam gives examples of this in Shas. The Gemara says, what's the difference? My beneyu. Now, says the Rambam, right? Is that there are certain people who claim that everything is from Moshe Rabbeinu Mesinai. Except that what? How come we have machlokes? Because someone didn't hear right, they made a mistake, etc., etc. Says that the Rambam now rejects this. The Rambam says, "Amachshavas b'shachoshiv shadidim nechul b'hem hem gam kem kubal b'Moshe." Says the Rambam, he who thinks that even laws in which there's a dispute, are also a tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu. For Amnam Nafla Machlekes V'Derech Hatos B'Shmuel Oreh Shechecha. However, why is there a dispute? There was a mistake. Someone forgot something. She'echa Kibul Ha'emes Echa Tov Kabbalasai. One person got it right. One person didn't get it right. Shachach, he forgot. Shlosham Merabek U'Meshtot L'Shmaya. He didn't hear everything that his teacher told him. And they bring a guy from a Gemara like this, Rambam comes with a Gemara otherwise. Says the Rambam, this is a terrible thing, says the Rambam. They're the words of a person who doesn't understand things. He's not careful in the fundamental laws. Fundamental concepts of the Torah. What you're doing is that you're assigning very poor, ill repute to those people who receive the Torah. It's a kulabata. Because if you claim that this machlek is because people forgot something, so what are you saying? You're saying there's no tradition. There is a tradition, but it was bumbled. You say, Chazal just won't make mistakes. You're trying to defend Chazal by saying it's a Maseira. On the contrary, you're saying that Chazal didn't know what they were talking about. They were making mistakes left and right. Okay? So, in other words, clearly here in the Rambam, we see, and the Rambam, in fact, makes the claim that for sure, any place where there's a machlokes, one thing is for sure, there could not have been a tradition, a Kabbalah. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says very, very clearly. Okay. Now, so therefore, how are we to understand what the Rambam says in Yisrael Hashmini? The Rambam picked out Sukkah, Lulav, Shaifa, Tzitzit, Tfilin, for a certain reason. No one has ever doubted that when it says, it speaks about, that's speaking about phylacteries. No one's ever doubted that. No one's ever doubted that, right? That when the Torah speaks about, Asul and Tzitzis is speaking about fringes. Everybody agrees it's fringes on Tzitzis. Everybody agrees that it's when it says, Yom Tua Yalachem, he's speaking about a shayfa. Everybody agrees, Lalula and Sukkah. These are called Perusha Babukubalim in Moshe Rabbeinu. On this, a person has to believe, says the Rambam, that these are halach, these are Misinai. For all intents and purposes, halach of Moshe Misinai. And this is called Terem Mir HaShamayim. But, says the Rambam, other halachas, which actually constitute, according to the Rambam's own words in Shekhar Sheni, the majority of laws learned through drashas from Pesukim, these are not Pesinah. They're not a tradition. If they were a tradition, there wouldn't be a machlokes.
Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin?
No, there's a machlokes that Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi have, but the parashas and the Tefillin. That's a machlokes. That can be a Kabbalah. But the Rambam is speaking about just Tefillin themselves. Let's be about the details of things. What I'm saying is it says the Rambam, for sure, this is certainly Rambam HaShamayim. On the contrary, if it's Rambam HaShamayim, then it makes fun of Chazal. So, in other words, what the Rambam is actually stating here in the Yesod HaShmini is not that all of Teresh B'Yalpa, even Teresh B'Yalpa derived from Pesukim, is Min HaShamayim. But the Rambam says there are certain things, Pesukim, Lulav, etc., which are called Perushim HaMekubalim. Commentaries that we have as tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu, which we've accepted from Moshe Rabbeinu, these and only these we're required to believe are Min HaShamayim. Now, what's interesting is the Rambam begins the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah that speaks about Torah Zu Teshuv Achsav, Mitzvah Perushim, that's explained, and the Rambam clearly states, "V'tzivanu la'aseis ha'Torah al-pei ha'mitzvah." We're reading from the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. We're commanded the Torah al-pei ha'mitzvah. U'mitzvah zu yanikreis Torah shvi'al-peh. And the Rambam clearly says that the mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu b'peirushim, with their peirush. Yeah, question.
Within these three delineations, where did the Kohanim draw their line?
We'll get this a little while. This is now. So the Rambam is clearly saying that the perush ha-mitzvah, right, the perush of the mitzvah, was given at Sinai. This is the Rambam begins, the Hakdamah. And the Rambam doesn't actually mention explicitly here in the Hakdamah, perush of the Kubbalah. However, it's clear that the Rambam didn't change his mind, the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. Because the Rambam goes on, okay, and the Rambam says, he speaks about Mimais Meisha at Rabbeinu HaKadosh, from Meisha Rabbeinu to Rabbi. So he says, Lochibu Chibush Mladim is a Barabim Tesh Biapeh, and the Beholder of Ador of a generation, Rosh Bezdin or Navi, Shayabais Yador, Kaisim Liat by Zichon Shmuis, every person would write himself notes, things to Shamir Rabbeis of. Vekin Kolachat, Kaisim Liat, Kifi Koichim, Bira Tera Milchoser, from the interpretation of the Torah, from the halachas, k'moshe shama, as he heard, umidvarim shenischatshu b'chol dov ador b'dinam, and things that were mischadish, things that were learned new, every generation, shaloi lomdu mipiashmua, which weren't learned mipiashmua, ela b'midah mishleishes leimidas, from something learned mishleishes leimidas. So it's interesting, the Rambam here says, Madaik in the Rambam, the Rambam says, everyone would write, Mibir HaTorah, I claim it, Perushim HaMekubalim, Hilchoseh, probably Halacha L'meshim Misina, Kamosha Shama, as he heard from a tradition. And then the third category is, Mitvam Shinishchat Shubachol Davador, things that were mischadis, things that were learned ex nihilo in every generation, bedinim shaloi lomdu b'yashmua, things that were not learned b'yashmua, ela b'mida mishleish l'midas, that were learned and the bezdim was maskim. So clearly, once we finish, okay? Clearly, the Rambam did not change his mind chas v'shalom in the Hakdamah. He's delineating this delineation, the three categories in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. Let me just go a little bit further and then we'll discuss. Now, and by the way, in case you think it's a toz, the Rambam actually repeats this same thing later on in the Hakdamah. So, the fact is that the Rambam in the Hakdamah acknowledges is perfectly consistent with his Hatama to the Perasha Mishnah. The question is, why doesn't the Rabbah make this explicit in the opening lines when he says, Kol ha-mitzvah shnidlo mesinei perushim nitnu, shenema ve'ed lecha az luchas ha-ed ha-ter ha-mitzvah ter zu ter shvasav lezeh perusha, v'sibol ha-sets ha-ter ha-pei ha-mitzvah. U-mitzvah zu yanikru es ter ha-shpi'ah-peh. Why did the Rambam make the statement that the mitzvah were given with a commentary, with their explanation, and he brings a pasuk, and he doesn't really, in fact, actually, in other words, he doesn't specify perusha mukubal. So, this is what I'd like to address right now. But, John, you have a question?
Didn't the Rambam say that one of the three categories of halacha Moshe Mitzvah was hekesh, which is one of the
Yidkin? No. That's a different thing. That hekesh, no. We'll speak about that. That's the midas themselves might be halacha Moshe Mitzvah, but things learned are necessarily that. That's a different type of thing. Okay, now. The Gemara says explicitly in Bava Kamma, Kuvav and Beis, that you can't be meshiv on hekesh because it's a Kabbalah. The hekesh itself is a Kabbalah. Okay, now, Shalshami Psachim Paravav Alecha Aleph, look in the Shiurim and the Yud Gimel Midas, and Ashkafu Sekhotatkam there, I think I discussed that in quite a bit of detail. Okay. I think we have to understand what is the Rambam coming to do. And it's Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. Now, of course, the Rambam is coming to. If we look at the Hakdama, the Rambam begins that Hakdama, which with the drasha. Ve'ed lecha as luchas eva teva mitzvah. Two is a teva is a teresh masa. Mitzvah is a perusha. And then after that, the Rambam lists all the generations from Moshe Rabbeinu until Ravina and Rav Ashi, who are safe and alive. What's the Rambam doing? Okay, in addition to presenting to us with the Kabbalah without tradition, it would seem to me that what the Rambam is trying to do is, in a certain sense, to rebut or to blunt the attack of the Karayim. You spoke about the Karayim, the Karaites. The Karaites, of course, not only did they disagree with Chazal on the specific things learned from the Pesukim, but actually the Karaites actually rejected the whole notion of that Torah should be alpeh was b'sinai. They rejected the entire notion. One of the questions that the Karaites raised was, where does it say, where is the concept of Torah should be alpeh even alluded to in the Chumash? In addition, the Karaites believed that there was actually no tradition. So their tradition was just as good as Chazal's. On the contrary, right? Certainly, they certainly didn't accept the authority of Chazal, which for us would really mean, in fact, actually, the authority of the Gemara, the Shas. Now, what the Rambam does is he takes the Karaites on in his introduction. What I want to speak about now, specifically, is the Karaite claim was is that you don't have any allusion to the oral law in the Chumash. And therefore, the concept of the oral law was made up later on after Moshe Rabbeinu. And this, the Rambam brings the pasuk. Ve'ed lecha az luchas eva teirah v'hamitzvah. Why is it teirah v'hamitzvah? Just say teirah. So says the Rambam, the pasuk, which distinguishes between the words teirah and mitzvah, is telling us that teirah teirah v'ksav mitzvah is Perusha. In other words, I'm saying, here we have, in the Chumash itself, an allusion, a reference to a Torah Shbi'al Peh. Because there's no reason to say Torah V'HaMitzvah. Now, if you've learned Gemara, you should have a different question on the Rambam. Because, is there a Gemara Brachas here? Because, this Drasha that the Rambam presents to us in the beginning, beginning of the Mishnah Torah is actually an abbreviated form of actually a longer drasha, which the Gemara in Brachas, we see the Gemara in Brachas in Daf Hamad Aleph. In Daf Hamad Aleph, the Gemara there presents us with a long drasha, which actually, in fact, explicates every part. Shakaya, thank you very much. Of this pasuk. Okay. Hey, Amar Aleph. The Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Levi, I'm on Hey, Amar Aleph, and Brothers. Amar Rav Levi, Acham, Rav Shem, Ben Lokish, Mai Dichsiv. What is the meaning of the pasuk? Ve'et l'chais luchas ha'evel ha'teh ha'mitzvah shkat lo'y lo'yso. Luchais, says the Gemara, elu ha'sel sa'dibrois. This is the sel sa'dibrois. Torah is mikra, mitzvah is mishnah, asher kasafti, elu nevi'im ksuvin, lo'y lo'ysom ze Gemara. That's the actual drosh as it appears in the Gemara. Now what did Rambam do? Okay, Lucas the Evan, the Rambam had nothing to say because clearly the Yisrael Sadibrois are according to the Chumash. Now, Torah, that's Torah Shebichsav. Now, what is mitzvah? So the Gemara says mitzvah is Mishnah. Asher Kasavti is Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Reisim refers to Gemara. The Rambam left out Gemara. Clearly, Gemara, according to the Rambam, was not literally, is not literally a tradition of Moshe Rabbeinu. If the drashas are not, if there's any place with this machlokes, and most of Gemara's machlokes, clearly Gemara is not a tradition of Moshe Rabbeinu. At least, you can't see all of it is. Now, the Vim Kesuvim, the Rambam left out because he had no reason to include it here. Rambam's coming to blunt the attack of the Kalagim, the Karaites, and they're not, you know, we're speaking about Tosh Mi'apeh. But with Rambam learned mitzvah zu mishnah, and the Rambam claims that in the Abdama, the Rambam doesn't say that mitzvah refers to mishnah, but it says mitzvah refers to the perush of the Torah. Here's the perush of the Torah, which certainly there are mishnayos, which are actually the perush of the Torah. Okay. First Mishnah in Brachos, or in Brachos Hem and Aleph, right? I mean, it speaks about Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a perush of the Torah, when the Torah says, V'ilvei me'ela, right? In other words, when the Torah commands us, right? B'shanat adech v'dibar tabam, b'shib tech v'esech v'adechem v'shapu v'kumech. In other words, that clearly is mitzvah Kriyashma that we know from the Mishnah. But what's interesting is that Rambam took this drash of Chazal, and what it did was he abbreviated it to a bare minimum in which Torah refers to the Torah Shebichsav, mitzvah is to the Perush HaTorah. Now, clearly this was all the Rambam needed, and clearly the Rambam could not include Gemara, because Gemara certainly, at least according to the Chief Sarambam, is not literally from Moshe Rabbeinu, only Perushim Kabbalah. But it's interesting that the Rambam didn't say mitzvah zu mishnah, he says mitzvah ze perusha. So, it would seem to me that the Rambam understood, was presenting this pasuk not as a drasha. The Rambam understood that this is actually what's called the pshat, the meaning of the pasuk. The Rambam says in the second Sheger, Sefer Mitzvahs, he brings the Gemara in Samach Gimel, in Shabbos, Ein mikra yesi b'nei pshuta. Even though Chazal may make a drasha, there's always a simple meaning of the pasuk. So the Rambam was faced with a quandary. If the Karayim didn't believe in Teresh B'al Peh, you can't prove them as a Teresh B'al Peh by making a drasha. They'll say they don't believe you. And the Rambam would have brought Rav Ivya, if the Rambam would have brought the Shlokish and say, in other words, this is mitzvah zu mishnah, like Loisim is Gemara, they'll say, well, how are you trying to prove to me that the drashas, their drashas midiraisa, we don't believe in drashas. You can't do it through a drasha. You can't do it through a drasha. So what the Rambam did was, he wasn't bringing the drasha to Hamad Aleph. He was bringing what he understood to be the pshat the simple, quote unquote simple, intended meaning of the pasuk. Torah bar mitzvah means the Torah. Together, which is interpretation, which is the Pelush HaTorah. And that's what the Rambam is doing. So chas v'shalom, the Rambam is not coming to argue with Chazal. The Rambam couldn't use Chazal, because if you use Chazal, to use Chazal as a proof of Chazal is not a proof of anything. I mean, it's a proof to the it's preaching to the
choir.
Preaching to the
choir.
To the choir. No, it's preaching to the converted. So therefore, when the Rambam says Torah is Utosh Mechzah Mitzvah Zupeusha, the Rambam understood to be the pshat of the pasuk. Ah, Chazal Darshan differently. Ein mikra yetzir b'dei pishutai, says the Rambam Sherish Beis. Meaning that what? And even as a drasha, there's always a pshat in Chazal. As the pshat in Chazal, this pshat in Chazal, that the Rambam was addressing the Kaloyim. Okay? Very interesting. Okay, now, until now, we've spoken about Perushim Mekubalim. Of course, there's a lot to speak about here because this is the tip of a precipice, an iceberg. But I'm not going to go into the drushes any more in detail at this point, but what I want to do is I want to go back to the the first part of the Rambam. Like I said before, the Chiddush here, what's novel here, is that the Rambam understands that certainly a person is required to believe not only in the Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh, as being the Piyagvur. It's interesting is that one might want to reflect upon this, as saying is, in other words, no one has argued on any of these things from time of Shabbat, which is actually tantamount to saying that, in fact, actually, there is something called a tradition that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. On a footnote, I might want to mention that the Chazanish in Yeredeya speaks about to what extent is a person, let's say, still considered to be included among those people who are not a Kaifel. He speaks about, does an unfrom Jew make Yayin Nesach, etc., etc. And Chazanish also has an interesting definition of Jewish person who believes somehow in something called the Jewish tradition, which would actually is not very, very far from the Yisoid HaShmini, the eighth principle of the Rambam. But in any case, what I want to do is I want to begin actually the first part of the Rambam, which is the part of the Rambam which deals with the divinity of the Chumash, which is the Torah Shebichtav, the written law. Now, up to now, the Rambam begins and says it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is called a Mechaykek. He's called a Sefer. Right? And the Rambam says there's no difference between psukim, which ostensibly appear insignificant, such as Vrecham Kush Mitzrayim Ufut Chanan, and between Anechi Hashem Elokecha. But it seems the Rambam leads up to this, and finally the Rambam says, that Kol Ella, but rather Kol Mila Mimena, every word in the Torah, Yesh ba chachmos ufloyim lemisha vino Hashem. This great, profound wisdom in every word. For someone who is, Kodesh Baruch Hu has given him the wisdom to understand. V'lo tusak tachlis chachmasa, and no one can possibly reach the. It's infinite. The Torah is infinite. Haruchim eretz midachav mineyam. What? What are the others for? I mean, it's a nice drasha. What are the others for? Then he brings the pasuk, from David HaMelech, Gal einayim v'bidu for espresso v'sachem. It seems to me that The Rambam is clearly not stating dogma here. I mean, it's dogma to believe that everything is, that the Torah is divine. But what I have to believe that there's infinite wisdom and profundity in every word of the Torah? What is... Not only that, I would say even more so, it would appear from what the Rambam is writing that actually that's the real belief. Because, you know, B follows A. If everything is divine, then of course there's great profundity. In other words, what the Rambam seems to be making is that the profundity of the Torah, the infinitude of the Torah, is really the central principle, the central consequence of this principle, which he's making, this is the eighth principle, the 13th principle. Why is this true? Okay, that, the Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to have to discuss next time, because that's going to involve us in a quite interesting and conversation and discussion. Until next time, from still undisclosed place in Yerushalayim of HaKodesh, have a nice week. Be well.